to another edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com. My name is John Schmelk. The Giants traveled to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals, a very important game for the Giants trying to bounce back from their loss to Pittsburgh at MetLife Stadium last week. It's also the Giants' final game before the bye. They want to head into that week with a good taste in their mouth as they get ready for their final six games of the regular season. Now, the Giants have some injury issues. The guys that likely are not going to play, Kenny Phillips, Jaquan Williams, those guys look like they will not get back on the field. Now, Akeem Nix had some swelling in his knee this week. He did manage to practice a little bit. We'll see what happens this weekend if he is able to make the start. Now, the Giants could hold him back a little bit, like they are with Kenny Phillips and Jaquan Williams, give him that extra week of rest with the bye, and bring him back for the stretch run. We'll see how the Giants handle that. But again, a very important game. You can't take any of these games for granted if you're the New York Football Giants. Plenty more coming up on today's show. You'll hear from offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride and defensive coordinator Perry Fuel, and Paul Dottino will join us as well. But first, it's time for yet another edition of Eisen's Mailbag. Let's go inside the Timex Performance Center, where Anita Marks and Michael Eisen are standing by, and it's all brought to you by PSE&G.
Thank you, John. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. It's time for Eisen's Mailbag, and we kick it off with Thomas in Lake Success wants to know, how did Mark Herzlich play at middle linebacker last week? As we know, Chase Blackburn did not suit up because of a hamstring injury.
Mark Herzlich thought he played pretty well. I think he had eight tackles. The coach, Tom Coughlin, did not give him quite as glowing a review as Mark Herzlich gave himself, but I think he did pretty well, and you know, depending if Chase returns or not, Mark will get another chance to prove himself this week.
This is Myron in Westchester wants to know, why did the Giants go back to offensive lineman David Deal at left tackle, but really right tackle?
Right tackle, yeah.
Right. It was right tackle. Okay.
Yeah, David, left tackle is his former position. He's the starter. He lost the job only because he was injured. As a rule, general rule, Tom Coughlin does not like players to lose their job because of injury. And also, David's proven himself for many years. He's the best right tackle on the team right now. Sean Locklear did a fine job when he was in there, but he's just not as good a player as David Deal.
And this is Alphonse in Newark wants to know. Alphonse, that's right. What needs to happen for the Giants to stop the run this week going up against Cincinnati and the law firm?
Well, the Giants' run defense has been wildly inconsistent lately. I think the last three games, the totals are 248, 19, and 148, or whatever it was the Steelers had last week. I think part of the problem last week was, first of all, Chase Blackburn was not in there. It's middle linebacker is always very important in the run defense. And Chris Canty and Rocky Bernard, the defensive tackles who are playing next to Linval Joseph, are in the rotation. They're kind of working their way back. Rocky missed four games with an injury or five games with injury. Chris Canty spent the first six games on the physically unable to perform list. So they're getting back into shape. I think when those three players are all back healthy, I think the run defense will be much better.
Great. Again, he's Michael Eisen. I'm Anita Marks. This has been Eisen's Mailbag. John, back to you.
Why, thanks, guys. Looks like you're warm and cozy inside. Out here braving the weather with me, tough, it's football weather, is Paul Dottino, beat reporter for FAN, of course a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, how are you today?
Oh, I'm feeling great, John. What else would you expect from me?
Oh, it's great. Snow's on the ground, wind's out, this is football weather, and the Giants will be heading to Cincinnati for a very important game before their very late bye week. And Paul, this is a team in the Cincinnati Bengals that are kind of in the middle of the pack in a lot of categories, both offensively and defensively. But where they really thrive, where they are really powerful, is in their passing game. Andy Dalton and A.J. Green are two huge weapons, and Perry Fuel knows the Giants are going to have to slow those two guys down.
I think he's a top-flight receiver. He's, you know, we are, each week we're faced with guys, not only quarterbacks, but receivers that are at the top of their game in the National Football League. The talent level is unbelievable, and he is a very good talent. So he will be quite a challenge for us to hold down in the secondary.
Paul, A.J. Green is a big playmaker down the field. Touchdowns in seven consecutive games. First time that's happened in more than five, 6 years. the Giants and Corey Webster specifically are going to have their hands full.
Yeah, he averages about 14 and a half yards a catch, John, and, you know, he's got over 50 grabs this year. Very dangerous player. What I've been told is if you kind of combine Dez Bryant's speed with Miles Austin's ability to be physical and to go up and get the ball, that's kind of what you got in A.J. Green. That means he's pretty good, folks.
Yeah, no question about it. And they do supplement that passing game well with a running game. They're only averaging about 3.5 yards per carry, but they do commit to it. They do run the football, and Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis is their running back, a guy the Giants are familiar with. He was with the Patriots last year, who the Giants played, of course, in the Super Bowl. Chris Canty is one of the guys that's going to have to slow him down.
He's one of those guys that's going to pour it up in there. He's going to press the hole, but he does have a little. He's got that shiftiness. He's got some bounce elements to his game as well. You know, we're familiar with his style. You know, playing against him last year. You know, we know what he can do. We know what he's capable of. So you know, he's going to be a guy that they want to get started early and often. He's been a big part of what they're trying to do. So we have to be cognizant of him and what he brings to the table.
But, Paul, the running game is really there to set up the pass down the field. We talked about Green. You have Gresham at tight end. They do try to stay balanced.
Well, they do, John, but the fact is the running game is not doing all that well, and it puts them in a lot of third and longs, and they are one of the worst teams in this league at third down conversions. And that's really why they've lost 4 games in a row, because they just can't keep drives going. Now, the Giants haven't had a whole lot of success on third down recently either, but that is one thing this Giants defense is going to have to be able to do, is to make sure that Dalton, who's tied for third in the NFL with 11 picks, does not eat them up in those long situations.
Now, a couple of those picks did come on tip balls. A couple of those did come at the end of games on Hail Mary. So the stats a little bit deceiving, but you're right. Terrible on third down, just 29%. That's second worst in the NFL. And they also struggle defensively on third downs, getting teams off the field. But their strength defensively is their defensive line. Kevin Gilbride knows those guys are going to be tough to stop.
I would describe them as power rushers. They do a tremendous job of displacing. You got to anchor down. And I mean, not that they don't have moves and speed, what have you, but they really do an outstanding job of moving you back and collapsing the pocket. And obviously, they've gotten to the quarterback.
Paul, the one thing the Giants have done well this year is protect Eli Manning. But Chris Knee's going to be a question mark with that ankle. You can always move David Deal inside, put Locklear back at right tackle.
Sure.
That's fine. But those guys, you don't know their names, but they are tough on the defensive line.
Well, they are very good on the interior in the pass rush. And it's kind of ironic, John, because a lot of your better front fours that get after the quarterback are better from the outside. They're better from pass rushing on the inside. But that also comes with a bad thing, because you can run at Atkins. Teams have had a lot of success. They've had their best success when running the ball, running at him, because he's concentrated so hard in trying to get to the pocket.
Might be the best pass-rushing defensive tackle in all of football. But you're right, you can get him in that running game. Of course, the Giants want to be able to pass the ball, something they have struggled doing in the past 2 weeks against the Cowboys and the Steelers. Now, granted, two very good defenses, but with Eli Manning, you want to be able to throw the football. And he knows he has to get back into a rhythm with his wide receivers and Victor Cruz.
And, both have to be on the same page. I got to read the body language of the receivers. They got to we don't have to go rewrite the book here. It's just a matter of keep working at it, and it'll get better.
And Paul, there are a lot of theories flying out there, and I'll throw a couple at you. I want to see get your take on it. Are the Giants trying to force the ball down the field too much? Are they obsessed with the big play? Is Eli locked in on Victor Cruz a little bit too much? Or is it just a matter of them playing good defenses? What's wrong with the Giants' passing game right now?
More than anything else, I just think it's the Giants' poor execution. I just don't think they have been doing everything that they're supposed to do right on par. And there's one thing you know about a passing attack in the NFL. If any little thing is wrong, whether it's the route or the pass or the protection or the receiver's ability to grab the ball, it's usually incomplete. There are so many things that can go wrong on a pass, and I just think the Giants have to clean things up.
Paul, thank you very much. You'll rejoin us for Keys to the Game later in the show.
You got it, John.
But for now, let's throw it back inside the warm and cozy confines of the Timex Performance Center, where Anita Marks had a chance to catch up with Victor Cruz inside the locker room.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with Victor Cruz, unfortunately coming off a disappointing loss against the Pittsburgh Steelers this week.
Yeah, it's tough, man. We wanted to go in there and win one. You know, not just for ourselves, but for the people of the tri-state area. But, you know, unfortunately, we came up short. But we got to put it behind us and keep moving forward.
Now, in the post game, a lot of your receiving core and Eli Manning, you guys were talking about how teams are playing you guys differently this year. How is that? Is it because you guys are the Super Bowl champions trying to, you know, defend your title? Or are you seeing different defenses because now they're more familiar with your offense? What's going on, Victor?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think we're going to get everybody's best effort because we're the defending champions. And, you know, that's just part of the game. And I think defensively, they're just being more physical and challenging us at the line, and we have to expect that each and every week and expect that that's going to be coming to us and learn how to adjust and continue to catch the football and do positive things offensively.
Now, head coach Tom Coughlin as well as Eli Manning talked about practice, needing to practice better. Mm-hmm. Did you see a lack of that crisp practice kind of style that you guys are so used to last week, and is it any different this week?
I think subconsciously it was there. I think just because we're going through, you know, the same week in and week out, we're doing the same thing. I think we didn't notice it, but I think today was really crisp. I think we really were out there sharp and we were catching the football. I don't think one ball hit the ground today, so it felt good, man. I think we needed that kind of wake-up call to get us back out there aggressively and catching the football and doing all the things we know we can do.
Now, looking at the Cincinnati Bengals, your next upcoming opponent, they give away a lot of big plays, and I know you guys love the big play, but at the same time, kind of, you know, take what the defense can give you playing small ball and dink and dunk. The game plan going in, what is the game plan you think that will be most successful against Cincinnati? Because I know that long ball is going to be tempting for you guys.
I think it's got to be the underneath stuff, kind of dinking and dunking them, and then the long play opening up is by itself. So I think if we stay focused and we stay diligent in the stuff we want to do underneath, I think the play action and the running game, all that will start opening up for us and we can hit them over the top.
Great. Victor, thank you so much. John, back to you.
Why, thanks, Anita. We're rejoined by Paul Dottino, and it's time for our keys to the game. Paulie, what's the one thing the Giants need to do to come up with that win going into the bye and be 7-3?
Well, John, let's see how closely the fans were listening early on, because it's all about third downs. That's really what it is. The Bengals are terrible offensively on third down. They're terrible defensively on third down. The Giants have to win the battle on third down on both sides of the ball. There is no excuse not to. If they do, they walk out of Cincinnati with a win.
Dude, the Bengals also struggle in the red zone. I like to see the Giants finally get the ball in the end zone a little bit once they get inside the 20. That would help, too.
The Bengals do have one of the worst defenses in red zone D as well. Yes.
Paul, thank you very much as always,
my
friend.
John.
And that's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com. For Anita Marks, for Michael Eisen, for Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. Enjoy the game this weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.